Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Rory from Polsbo is. Rory, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Rory, Steve. That means it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rory has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The
40s. No.
50s?
No.
20s?
No. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Which what?
Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor.
Honolulu.
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Donatello.
Correct. What South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Ayak.
No.
Iback?
No.
Hoka?
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
Dan Brown.
He did. Albumin is the technical word for what part of the egg?
The yolk.
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Michigan.
No.
Erie?
No.
You got, you're wrong.
No. You got 5 correct, though. Rory split right down the middle.
Hey-o. All right.
Yeah. Ooh, he walked in with a game face. Did you see that? Steve is not messing around.
Yeah, I got the eye on the prize today, baby.
Are you ready?
Let's freaking go.
All right.
How many knees does an elephant have?
4?
Yes. Okay. What decade was the Empire State Building completed?
Does the trunk have a knee? I'm very confused by this. The 1920s.
No.
What was the question?
In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 1930s.
Yes. Which Hawaiian city translates to safe harbor?
Honolulu?
Yes. Which Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle uses the bow staff?
Oh, that is Raphael.
No.
Donatello.
Yes. Which South African
antelope? My daughter
antelope,
would be very disappointed in me.
Which South African antelope shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes?
Kangaroos?
No.
I don't know. Nike?
No.
Asics?
No. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code?
That would be Tom Cruise.
No.
What, Jesus. I don't know. L. Ron Hubbard?
No.
Dr. Seuss?
No. Albumin is the technical word for which part of the egg?
The yolk?
No.
The white?
Yes. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across which of the Great Lakes?
Lake Erie?
No.
Lake Michigan.
No.
Lake Ontario.
Yes.
Too
but
late.
I think you're too
yeah,
late.
Yeah,
Steve,
yeah, yeah.
You got 5 correct.
Yeah, that's,
which is
awful.
Fine, but it's a tie.
Oh, come on.
5-5. Good job, Rory. Next time you will beat Miggs.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Are we ever going to get to a point where there's more ties than there are losses?
Dude,
it's looking that way.
I feel like if we look at like the last 15 games, we might be tied with ties and wins.
The South African antelope that shares its name with a brand of athletic shoes, Reebok.
Okay.
The Da Vinci Code was penned by Dan Brown, and Rory did get that one correct.
Oh, that's nice.
Eventually, you got Lake Ontario. Marilyn Bell was the first person to swim across that Great Lake. Congratulations on your big tie this morning, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
I found out that my son learned something new at school, and this thing he learned involves the middle finger, the one used for traffic directing.
No.
Yeah, he did, Steve.
Wait, what are they teaching at his school?
Well, it was a very interesting lesson plan yesterday, apparently.
Hey, buddy, I have a question about something we were talking about in the car earlier. Can I ask it to you?
Yeah.
That guy's just like, what?
What, Mom? Well, I have to, there's always a bribe involved, so I was bribing different things to get him to have this conversation with me, so yeah.
No.
What was the thing that you said your teacher taught you about your fingers today?
You can only put up the middle finger when you're counting.
Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah.
Counting. Like counting number like, to number one?
Yeah, one.
Right.
Two.
Like, because I'll tell people they're number one all the time.
Two. Yeah, just like that.
That's interesting.
I mean, to put it up.
Well, is there like an epidemic at kindergarten where kids are just flipping the bird to the teacher?
I wish I got more information, Steve. I have so many follow-up questions that he was not answering for me.
It seems so strange that the teacher needed to make it clear that the middle finger is only for counting.
Just for counting.
Like, I feel like that might be too soon.
I know. Yeah. Who knows?
To put it up only when you're counting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you learn at school today?
I don't know.
Like my daughter. Dude, every time we'll be like, what'd you learn at school? Nothing. It's like, so you go to school and you don't learn anything? No, Daddy. So you know everything that the teacher's teaching you? Yes. I'm like, well, why are we spending this money?
Yeah, right?
Well, maybe they should hire you to be the teacher.
Just that.
Yeah.
You can only put up your middle finger when you're counting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love you.
Now can I look at toys?
Yes.
Hold on a second. So what was the bribe?
That he can scroll on my phone and look at toys on Amazon. And he likes to look for the toys that have like a video component.
Okay.
So he'll scroll, find it, and then scroll through that specific one to find the video to watch the excavator do what the excavator does.
Tatum sometimes will be like, hey, can we look at this on Amazon? And at first she used to say, can we look at that on the email? Because at some point she thought email was the name of internet. Now she understands that, but now it's like she'll go to Amazon and we'll look at something and she'll scroll the pictures until there's the video so she can start it.
And for years, Barrett didn't know how to scroll or wasn't figuring it out. Now he's scrolling.
It's crazy how quick they learn that crap.
Scrolling, scrolling.
I will say, going back to the thing, Lily does not, that will never change with your kids, by the way, because I asked Lily, hey, what'd you do in school today? Stuff and things. I'm like, cool. Thanks, Lily.
I know, dude. I get home. And sometimes I have to have the conversation with my, because I'll be like, what happened at school? I'm hoping that she'll be like, well, Daddy, blah, blah, blah. And then there are times, though, where she'll start like opening up and I'm like so fired up. And then Sid will interrupt and then tell the story. And I'm like, I'm not talking to you. I want to. Tatum is finally telling me something. Don't ruin this moment for me, please.
She's opening up.
She's finally saying more than just nothing.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There was a delightful, funny post on social media that said this. Pleased to announce that my wife and I finally completed a 6-hour negotiation to pick out the movie that she is going to look at her phone to while I'll fall asleep on the couch.
This sums up my entire marriage on the weeknights.
It's so relatable. And many people responded to this post. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found some of the comments. And there were a crap ton of comments about this post. And it's just fun to see that we're all in the same boat together. And we decided to get somebody to read them. A man. And you'll understand why as we hear some of these comments. Why we got the great Hollywood actor, Adam Sandler, to read these comments. Of course, robot Adam Sandler. So, yes. You know. Questionable if it sounds like him or not, but you know, let's start with our first comment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I can relate to that. I spend more time scrolling through the myriad of streaming services looking for something decent to watch than I actually do watching.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's kind of our way. A lot of the shows that we loved, either they're not currently putting out new episodes or they're just not shows anymore. And I swear, even last night, I'm on every single streaming service that we have, and I'm trying to find a show. I'm even doing a Google search, like, what are some of the best shows? And I can't find one that we both see eye to eye.
Just lost out there. Just lost.
I just wish my wife liked wrestling. It would make life so much easier. And we could just watch that all the time.
My wife and I have been married for 45 years, and we've only had one fight. And boy, will I be glad when it's over.
I love that.
That's a happily married man, yes. Right there.
If I'm watching a movie with someone and they are on their phone, I'm turning the movie off.
Jeez, man, I'd be turning the movie off every single night.
I mean, even last night when we were watching a little TV, I just can't keep checking the notification.
Yeah, and I can't
send some emails.
I can't throw it all in my wife's court. I mean, A, she's so busy all day, and this is like the one time where she gets to decompress, so she just goes on like Instagram and sees some of her stuff. And I'm like, I can't give her a hard time. I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm checking my phone as well, or I'm the guy that's nodding off because I'm just not in the mood to watch the show, so I just kind of fall asleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this before or after spending 3 hours of figuring out what to eat?
Okay, yes. We've got it down to about an hour, thanks to Tatum. She usually makes the choices for it. It's sad when a five-year-old is better at making decisions for what we should have for dinner than the two adults.
It's awful.
Yeah, she picks it's either Chipotle or sushi.
Yeah.
She's like, Chipotle, Trappers. It's like, we can't afford to eat at both of these places every week. Mod Pizza? Oh my gosh.
At least you agreed on a movie.
Okay.
Right? Bragging?
Yeah, one more comment. And this is the reason why Adam Sandler read these.
The last time I played on my phone while my husband watched a movie, it was that shitty Adam Sandler movie Hustle on Netflix. I don't know what's worse, his unfunny movies with his stupid voice or when he tries to be a serious actor. Bro, you ain't ever winning an Oscar.
I don't know, man. I've seen some of his more serious ones, and I'm not saying like he's going to win an Oscar, but I wouldn't be surprised if as he gets older that there might be a role that will win him an Oscar.
Just wait for Happy Gilmore 2. Dude, it's going to be Oscar worthy.
I watched the trailer again, and I have to take, I don't think this movie's going to be any good.
Yeah.
The only funny part was the part where is that like a golf simulation place, and he swings the club and the ball goes right through the screen. That was funny.
It's going to be funny, Steve. You're going to enjoy it.
You think so?
Yeah, you're a dumb movie guy. Come on.
I am. But, I mean, Sandler sometimes takes dumb movies to a whole other level. Like,
That's his specialty.
The Herbie Halloween one.
Oh, God.
Hubie Halloween. And you shut your mouth. That was amazing.
You just like it because he probably wore orange and it's during Halloween.
It was amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something you once did that people seem to always want to bring up about you? What is that one story that you will never live down? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call and the number to text. Steve, someone on hold got stuck on the third story of a building on senior skip day.
Ah.
We're going to get the full story in just a moment. But first, Mike from Gig Harbor, what is something you once did that people always bring up and you just can never live it down?
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
So I work on a road crew, or I did back about 20 years ago in my early 30s. And so I'm that guy you see in a traffic pattern leaning on a shovel, one of those coveted, what's that guy doing and why is traffic so messed up? So you see those guys and they have hard hats and safety vests and all the gear. And under that gear is a T-shirt. And so if it's a certain class T-shirt, such as a class 3, 4, whatever particular work you're doing, you can wear that without, sorry about my ring, you can wear that without a safety vest.
Huh. Okay.
But I modified the sleeves. And so the safety department was not happy about the length of the sleeve on the T-shirt. And they told me, well, if you get a safety vest that hasn't been modified, you don't have to wear a T-shirt under your safety vest. And I thought that odd, but to prove a point, I went into the safety department and checked out an extra small vest. I'm a 6 foot, 230-pound guy, and I put this extra small safety vest on and zipped it up. A very hairy individual. Before I put it on, I cut the nipples out of it and
then zipped it up and
walked into the safety department. And so I walked past everybody that worked for the company in the yard that morning, and they kind of wondered what I was doing. To prove a point to the safety department, they said, no, you can wear your modified T-shirt. Do not wear that on the street.
Well, Mike, if you end up not doing that job anymore, you have a future in a rebooted version of The Village People where you could be the construction worker guy. That outfit's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Ray, you're on I-5 North. What is something you once did that people will always bring up and you'll just never be able to live it down?
Well, senior skip day about 100 years ago. No, not that long. We skipped school, and I had a very small graduating class. There was only 36 of us who graduated, and 33 of us were probably at the party. And, we were getting stoned, getting drunk, having a good time, and a three-story house. And I thought, you know, it looked like fun to get up on that roof. And it was great until I realized I couldn't get down.
Oh, no.
So then what happened?
Well, multiple of my classmates kind of made a human ladder for me, and I was able to get down. But here's the reason why I know this will never leave me, okay? I have been to my 25th high school reunion, and they were doing this little bit, you know how you do your high school yearbook, and it says, you know, the most likely to succeed and all this other stuff. Well, during our 25th reunion, somebody put in there that, the person most likely to get drunk and climb on the roof would be Ray Gray.
And they were right. They were. The whole part of that whole story, though, I heard him say, it was like, he's like, there's 36 of us, 33 of us were at the party. And all I thought was, I would probably be one of the three that wasn't invited to that party.
Oh, Steve.
High school was rough.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.